From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Today marks 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Katrina turned out to be the costliest storm in U.S. history. 1,800 people were killed and thousands lost their homes and businesses. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Katrina made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, wiping out entire towns. The massive storm caused destruction from Alabama to Louisiana. When the federal levees failed, New Orleans was inundated, and many feared it may never recover. Much of the city is back now, but the recovery has been uneven, says local resident Elaine Natt.
We are a resilient people. Some are celebrating the fact that, hey, we've bounced back somewhat in 10 years, but some people are still hurting. They're suffering.
City officials will lay a wreath at the Katrina Memorial today, where 100 unclaimed or unidentified storm victims are interred. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Katrina's 10th anniversary comes as Florida prepares for Tropical Storm Erica. Erica is weakening over Haiti and the Dominican Republic today, but officials on the small island of Dominica say the storm left more than 20 people dead, more than 30 missing. In the Pacific, forecasters are keeping an eye on two hurricanes that could trouble Hawaii next week. European interior ministers are meeting in Paris today to discuss ways to increase security after last week's foiled attack on a train from Amsterdam to Paris. The BBC's Hugh Schofield reports that a range of security measures are being discussed.
The physical ideas are metal detectors and so on. I think maybe they will talk about introducing that kind of airport-style security on some international trains, like the TARDIS train, which was targeted last week. And maybe one possibility might be to insist on name-based ticketing on international trains. I mean, I think that's the kind of idea they'll be looking at. But it's all terribly fraught. And because of the Schengen agreement, none of this is automatic. It means rowing back on commitments that the countries have made.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting there from Paris. Moving on to Thailand, where police say they've arrested a suspect in connection with last week's bombing at a shrine in Bangkok that left 20 people dead. Michael Sullivan reports.
Thai police and military officials went on national television tonight to say they believe the man arrested today is not the bomber, but is connected to those who carried out the attack. Conflicting reports from different officials earlier in the day had suggested the man fit the description of the one caught on CCTV cameras leaving a backpack at the bomb site shortly before the explosion. And authorities are still saying they found materials that could be used to make a bomb in the room where the man was arrested. The deadly blast at the Erawan Shrine in the commercial heart of the capital left 20 people dead and more than 100 wounded. Most of those killed were foreigners. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
And this is NPR. A massive manhunt is on in Texas. Authorities are searching for the suspect who shot and killed Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth. Officials say Goforth was in uniform and pumping gas into his patrol car when someone walked up behind him and shot him multiple times. Police say they have a description of the suspect and that he was driving a red or maroon Ford Ranger pickup. A year after being cleared of charges related to the phone hacking scandal at the now-defunct tabloid News of the World, Larry Miller reports that Rebecca Brooks may be coming back into the fold of Rupert Murdoch's media empire.
News Corp confirms it's in talks with Brooks over a return as the chief executive of its British division, a post she quit 4 years ago during the phone hacking scandal. Brooks began as a receptionist and worked her way up to be one of Murdoch's most trusted allies. One former executive says Murdoch values loyalty and Brooks is very loyal. But Hacked Off, a group representing phone hacking victims, says it's a sign of an unreformed, unrepentant press and shows News Corp to be a mafia-type corporation. However, the phone hacking scandal isn't going away. Prosecutors say they're considering whether to bring corporate charges against Murdoch's British company. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
At the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, Britain's Mo Farah has completed another double in long-distance running. Farah made history today by winning the 5,000-meter race after winning the 10,000 meters last weekend. It was the third successive time that Farah has won both events at global competitions. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.